Our top stories this hour. One body has been found and tens of thousands of people have been forced from their homes in flood-affected northern New South Wales. Evacuation orders are current for most of the far north coast and stretching inland to Lismore, with that city almost completely submerged. The river peaks are expected to worsen with incoming high tides. And floodwaters continue to threaten southeast Queensland. The Logan River peaked at more than 15 metres at Beaudesert this morning. The Albert River is at near record levels, with several hundred properties predicted to be inundated. All businesses with an annual turnover of up to $50 million will have their tax rate reduced from 30 to 25% over the next decade. The government had extended the sitting hours of the parliament while it tried to strike a deal with the Senate crossbench. In exchange for the support of the Nick Xenophon team, the government has agreed to a range of measures around energy policy. And police have welcomed the sentences handed to father and son fugitives Gino and Mark Stocco. Both have been sentenced to a maximum of 40 years jail for the murder of a 68-year-old man on a property in the central west of New South Wales and for shooting at a police officer during a pursuit. The pair evaded police for 8 years before being captured in October 2015.